Hey there, Evangel. Here we are again, and it's so good to be together with you, worshiping and participating with you as part of our worship gathering. This is the moment when if you have a different device and you have the Evangel app downloaded on it, you can open that app and you can follow along with the scriptures we're going to be looking at, some of the points that we're going to be making as part of our teaching this morning. I just invite you to do that. This is our third and final week of our very short and sweet series, A Little Bit of Wisdom. A little bit of wisdom goes a long way. We've been looking at Proverbs, which is full of just little sayings, little bits of wisdom that help go a long way. They help take us a long way in life. And we've been looking at different topics for that. We've talked about the worldview of Proverbs, which assumes that wisdom is woven into the world that God created. And it's the way that things tend to work. It's generalizations. It's the way things should generally work. It's basic principles and probabilities. It's not unconditional promises, but it's pretty straightforward when we look at Proverbs. So we've looked at, 2 weeks ago, we looked at work in Proverbs. Last week, we looked at friendship in Proverbs. And this week, we're going to look at words, how we use our words. And there's going to be two foundational principles before we get into the practical bits about what Proverbs has to say about our words. So the first foundational principle is going to be our words have impact. They carry weight. Our words are powerful, whether it's for good or bad. So Proverbs 10 says, if you have good sense, you will learn all you can, but foolish talk will actually soon destroy you. Proverbs 14 says, proud fools are punished for their stupid talk, but sensible talk can save your life. And then a little bit later says, hard work is worthwhile, but empty talk will make you poor. Proverbs 15 says that kind words are good medicine, but deceitful words can really hurt. Proverbs 16 says, kind words are like honey, or in Quebec, like maple syrup. They cheer you up and they make you feel strong. A little bit later, it says, foolish talk will get you into a lot of trouble, and saying foolish things is like setting a trap to destroy yourself. Proverbs 18 says, make your words good. You'll be glad you did. Words can bring death or life. Proverbs 20 says, sensible words are better than gold or jewels. And Proverbs 25 says, the right word at the right time is like precious gold set in silver. There's a lot about words in Proverbs and the impact and the weight that they have. The words we use are powerful. They have impact. They have value. They have consequences. And according to Proverbs, the words that we use can save or destroy our own lives. They can heal and help people, or damage and destroy people. Our words can actually impact a city or the community we live in. And Proverbs says our words are priceless and invaluable if they're used in the right time and place. And the words that we use are noticed by God. Our words matter to God. Proverbs 12 says we are rewarded or punished for what we say and do. Proverbs 15 says the Lord hates evil thoughts, but kind words please him. That's sobering. I mean, consider how many words you say in a day, how many words get thrown around in a day. This idea that God is actually paying attention to those words, that's important to understand. So our words have impact. In the New Testament of our Bible, the book of James is a letter from the Apostle James, and he's writing it to scattered Christians. And James is very blunt in the way that he talks. Different writers talk in different ways. James is just not messing around. He is very blunt. And his letters make a few references to our words and how we use them. So look what he says in James chapter 1, verse 26. If you think you're being religious, but you can't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and everything you do is useless. Wow. And then he says a little bit later in James chapter 3, all of us do many wrong things, but if you can control your tongue, you are mature and you are able to control your whole body. Our words have impact. They matter. They matter in our own lives. They matter in the world around us. They matter to God. That's one foundational principle. The second foundational principle is that the words we use actually show who we are. They reveal who we are. Our words are not separate from our character. Our words are a reflection of our character. They're a demonstration of our character. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2 says, words of wisdom come from the wise, but fools speak foolishness. The words show who we are. Proverbs 26 says, watch out for anyone who tells lies and flatters. They're out to get you because their words reveal who they are. Proverbs 12 verse 17 says, an honest person tells the truth in court, but a dishonest person tells nothing but lies. Their words reflect who they are. Proverbs 10 says, honest people speak sensibly. Deceitful liars will be silenced. If you obey the Lord, you'll always know the right thing to say, but nobody will trust you if you tell lies because your words reflect your character. And Proverbs 16 says, good judgment proves that you are wise. And if you speak kindly, you can teach others because people want to learn from you if that's your character. The words we use show who we are. And we don't like this very much. Some of us are squirming right now. We live in a society that doesn't like, we don't like labels. And we don't like judging others. And I'm there too. I'm a big advocate. I don't want to label people. I don't want to add negative labels, especially to people. But there's a principle here in Proverbs that seems to suggest that the words that we use actually reflect and demonstrate who we are. Our words are not separate from our character. They reveal our character. That's sobering too. Jesus even seemed to agree with that, at least when he was talking to religious people and specifically hypocritical leaders. He said in Matthew chapter 12, your words show what's in your hearts. Good people bring good things out of their hearts, but evil people bring evil things out of their hearts. And then Jesus said, I promise you that on the day of judgment, everyone will have to account for every careless word they've spoken. And on that day, they will be told that they're either innocent or guilty because of the things they said. What? Jesus said that? Yeah. Our words show who we are. They have impact, and our words matter to God. Those are the two foundational principles. Now, before we get totally overwhelmed with the weight and the responsibility of our words, and we all just stop talking until the end of time, let's go back to Proverbs, which always just takes us to really practical places. They give really straightforward do's and don'ts about how we should use our words. Let's start with don'ts, and then we can end on a positive note with the do's, okay? So let's start with the don'ts about our words. Here we go. First of all, don't brag. Don't brag. Proverbs 27 verses 1 and 2 says, don't brag about tomorrow. Each day brings its own surprises. Don't brag about yourself. Let others praise you. Proverbs 30:32 says, if you are foolishly bragging or planning something evil, just stop it now. Okay? Don't brag. Don't boast. Don't talk in a way that sets you up above others, whether it's being condescending or arrogant or all-knowing or, you know, how impressed you are with yourself. Just don't do that, okay? Don't gossip. We mentioned this last week, but Proverbs has a lot about gossip, and so I think it bears repeating. So when we use our words, don't gossip. Proverbs 11 verse 12 says, it's stupid to say bad things about your neighbors. If you're sensible, you'll keep quiet. A gossip tells everything, but a true friend keeps a secret. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 19 says, stay away from gossips. They tell everything. Proverbs 25 verse 9 says, when you and somebody else can't get along, don't gossip about it. Others will find out, and your reputation will then be ruined. Wow. And Proverbs 26 says, where there's no fuel, a fire goes out. Where there's no gossip, arguments come to an end. Wow. Don't gossip. Don't spread rumors, especially nasty rumors. Don't talk behind people's backs. And some of you are going to go, Pastor Patty, like, I'm really concerned though about somebody's health or about their well-being, and I think they're in trouble, and I'm wondering if I should be helping or if others can help. Is that gossip? That's not gossip. That's caring and communicating in order to do something that's helpful. Somebody goes, Pastor Patty, my safety is at risk. My well-being is at risk if from somebody else. Is it gossip if I say that to somebody? No. That's important to say that to somebody and to set your boundaries. That is working to navigate complex and really difficult processes, maybe setting boundaries in a toxic relationship. So here's a simple test. If it's something, if you're going to say something that you hope they never find out, because it wasn't true, it might be gossip. By the way, for the people that are followers of Jesus that are out there, putting it out as a prayer request doesn't make it better. Don't start off prayers in a group setting that goes, Lord, I'm just going to pray for so-and-so because this is what I heard about them, and then spread a bunch of gossip through your prayer. It's still gossip. Don't gossip, okay? Another one in Proverbs, don't lie. Proverbs 12 says we trap ourselves by telling lies. It says the Lord hates every liar, but he's the friend of all who can be trusted. Proverbs 14 says, an honest witness can save your life. Liars can't be trusted. 24 says, don't accuse anybody who isn't guilty. Don't ever tell a lie or say to somebody, I'll get even with you. Proverbs 17 says, dishonesty does you no good. Telling lies will get you in trouble. Don't lie. Don't speak falsely. Don't knowingly utter an untruth. Also, don't speak in a way that intends to deceive. Well, I didn't lie. Oh, come on. Don't speak in a way that intends to deceive. Don't withhold information in a way that intends to deceive. Don't promise something that you have no intention of following through on. Don't lie. Okay? And one more, I think one more don't talk too much. I mean, this one kind of makes us laugh. It's a little bit funny, but this is down to earth Proverbs. Proverbs 10:19 says, you will say the wrong thing if you talk too much. So be sensible and watch what you say. And I think that might actually just be simple math. You're going to increase your odds of saying the wrong thing if you talk too much. But then it says in chapter 12, verse 23, prudent people don't flaunt their knowledge. Talkative fools broadcast their silliness. That's an interesting one. Sometimes different translations of scripture help us understand what a verse means. And so if we go to a different translation of that verse, if we go to the Amplified Bible, it says, a shrewd man is reluctant to display his knowledge until the proper time. But the heart of overconfident fools proclaims foolishness. So it's not about refusing to offer knowledge when it's needed. It's not about holding back wisdom when it's being asked for. It's a little bit more, don't talk too much, is a little bit more paying attention to when your voice is needed, paying attention to when the knowledge or the information you have might be helpful and might be being asked for. And you know, if you don't quite know what you're talking about, maybe acknowledge that. And say out loud, you know, I'm not actually sure, but this is the opinion that I have. These are the things that I think. You know, don't talk too much. We live in a society that is very talk a lot, especially on social media. We have so many experts on social media who become experts on whatever the latest topic is after they watch a few videos or they talk to somebody or they just form it in their own heads. And they're talking and talking and talking, and we're going, I'm not sure you really know what you're talking about. We need to ask God for wisdom in when we should talk, when we should be quiet, what we should say, what we shouldn't say, who we should say it to, and who we don't say it to. And don't talk too much. Okay, those are the don'ts. Proverbs also gives us some really practical do's as well when it comes to how we use our words, okay? Here we go. Here's one. Do listen and think first. This one actually solves a lot of the don'ts that we already went through. If we follow this principle, we don't have to worry so much about the don'ts that are out there. Proverbs 18:13 says, it's kind of stupid and embarrassing to give an answer before you listen. Proverbs 15:28 says, good people think before they answer, but the wicked speak evil without even thinking. Proverbs 29 says, there's more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. And Proverbs 17 says, it makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words and to stay calm. Even fools seem smart when they're quiet. That was kind of fun, but there's a hint in there. You know, if you're not wise, shh. Just shush, maybe. At least you'll look wise until you figure it out. Proverbs chapter 20 says, don't fall into the trap of making promises to God or to anybody else before you think. Do think and listen first. Just listen. Listen before you answer. Think before you speak. It's a reflection of your character. It shows humility. It shows self-control. It shows value for other people. It shows that you're honoring the words of somebody else. It shows respect to others and what they have to say. It shows the principle of mutual submission that we practice as followers of Jesus. It's walking out that golden rule, do to others as you would like done to you. We all would like to be heard. We all would like to have someone listen to us when we have something to say. So maybe we should think first and listen and then talk. Here's another do that Proverbs offers us. Do use your words well. Such an interesting idea. It's very intentional. But if you think about it, if our words are so valuable and so impacting and they carry so much weight as what we said at the beginning of this, well, then it makes sense, doesn't it, to use those words well. Because our words can do amazing things if we're intentional about it. Look what we can do if we use our words well. Proverbs 25:15, patience and gentle talk can convince a ruler and overcome any problem. Wow. Proverbs 12, sharp words cut like a sword, but words of wisdom heal. Use your words well. Proverbs 15:1 says, a kind answer soothes angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. Use your words well. Proverbs 12:25 says, worry is a heavy burden, but a kind word always brings cheer. Proverbs 15:23 says, giving the right answer at the right time makes everyone happy. Boy, that's a stretch, I think, sometimes making everybody happy. But you see the principle that's there. And Proverbs 16:23 says, you can persuade others if you are wise and you speak sensibly. Do use your words well. That's powerful. Our words can soothe conflict. Our words can bring joy. Our words can influence leaders, and our words can solve problems if we use them well. You know, there's one last verse that I want to leave with you, and it's not from Proverbs. This is from Psalms, but I think it's a good reflection and a good way for us to reflect on this at the end and to pray together as we close our time together today. So I want you to just pause and reflect for just a moment about the words that you use and the way that you use them and which of these things has jumped out and landed for you today in the do's and don'ts of how we use our words. Just pause and consider that just for a moment. And then hear this prayer of Psalm 19, verse 14. Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector. I'm going to read that again, and it is a prayer. So I'm going to invite you at this moment to just whisper or say that prayer right out loud with me if you're in a space where you can do that. And let's make that our prayer this morning. You ready? Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector. God, we pause, and as we head into this, the next several days that are coming, and we think about the words that we've used and the words that we will be using, and we just acknowledge how much power and weight and impact our words carry. God, would you help us to remember that? Would you remind us through your Holy Spirit, just nudge us when we're talking too much or when our words are being used carelessly or to bring harm. Remind us to use our words in a way that brings honor to you and that brings help and healing to our world. Help us to use our words well this week. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.